views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hello, this is Leroy Malouf. Colette is in Europe. She's been teaching energetic upgrade with Mark Kettenbach in Germany. And she's asked me to host her program today. It's my pleasure to do so. My work is called Energetic Well-Being. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience how clearing our life issues actually clears the root causes of our symptoms. I'm going to talk a little bit about our theme, which is how warnings can help us create symptoms. And then if you want to call in, the number is 800-930-2819. Okay, our theme, beware of the warnings. We are being bombarded with warnings every day about new chemicals, about additives, about what happens to food that we eat. And the difficulty with these is that when we worry about them and be fearful, what we do is we actually create symptoms based on the warnings. There was a doctor on the Discovery Channel. He said we had a man come in with esophageal cancer. At the time, he said, everybody in the medical profession knows that no one survives esophageal cancer. He said, we told the patient about this, offered him a treatment. He took the treatment. A few weeks later, he died. They did an autopsy, and there was no esophageal cancer left. The treatment had worked. And the doctor said he died of esophageal cancer, but not from esophageal cancer. And he said, I wonder how often we medical people, parents, teachers, take away control from people. And they end up manifesting what they've been warned about. Now, we had an email come in from a woman in Canada who says, I have been diagnosed with breast cancer in my left breast. It is in the pectoral muscle and may be going into the blood vessel. What needs to be shifted? Well, first of all, let me say that I am not a medical doctor, and I do not prescribe anything or I do not do anything medically. What I do is help people find what's going on with their energy that creates symptoms. And the first thing I would say to this lady is you need to read the chapter on breasts in a book by Dr. Christiane Northrup. The book is called Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom. The chapter in that book is amazing. And again, any woman who is concerned about breast issues, that is an amazing resource. Basically, what she says is that when you get a mammogram, that oftentimes there is a diagnosis of what is called a carcinogen in situ and is treated like cancer. She quotes a study of 200,000 women in Norway that says less than 1% actually get cancer from that. So she urges, so that's my first suggestion, which is make sure that you really do have cancer. What she suggests is instead of taking mammograms is that you get thermography, which are much less invasive and much more accurate in terms of what they pick up. Now, and actually, when I check your energy, I don't get that you do have cancer, but if you do, what I have found is quite often with both men and women, when we are stuck in an overprotective state, and that is, for example, over-mothering, over-nurturing. In this case, you are weak to both of those. Over-guarding, over-protecting, over-analyzing, over-internalizing. When we are stuck in this over-protective space, it weakens energy to our breasts and to our genitals. And so what we want to do with this lady is get you neutral to being stuck in this overprotective state and actually creating what it is you're concerned about, and neutral to not being overprotective in any sense or way ever since. So those are the two things I would suggest to you. Read that chapter, make sure of what you've got, and then check if you're in this overprotective state and get yourself to neutral. There are other reasons for cancer. There's other protocols. And if you find that you still need some help, get back to us, please. Okay, we have someone on the line. Joanna. Joanna, are you there?
Hello. Hello, I'm here. Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you? Did we work on you before?
Yes, I actually called 2 weeks ago, but yes, today I'm calling for my daughter. I feel she's got like kind of inflammation on her right side of the face. It happened like this. So on Monday she had like a little toothache, and then she forgot about this. And then the next day, on Tuesday, she woke up swollen on the right side. So it was not getting it was getting neither worse or better, but it hurts when she touches it. And today I actually made an appointment with the dentist. But I thought maybe, I tried to make an appointment earlier, but nobody was available. So and I thought maybe I could call in today and get some help or advice or I cannot, whatever, if you could say something, why is she getting it? She's 9 years old.
Okay. I guess my first question, again, remember what we talk about is what are the life issues that we're going weak to? It sounds like your daughter is, if you talk about inflamed, it sounds like there are about 1, 2, 3, 4 things in their life that she gets inflamed about, that she gets upset about. Do you know what those are?
It could be people in general. people. Me, could be her mom, her parents.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes when she's working with projects and stuff, she gets easily irritated.
See the oftentimes again, our symptoms are telling us what to work on. They actually have intelligence, and if we need to get her neutral to everything that you that her parents, every single parent, every single thing they say, think, or do. And every single thing they don't say, think, or do, she's still not neutral. We have to clear a few hundred quadrillion layers of experience and upset and reaction and triggers and issues that she reacts to. So again, let's deprogram all these triggers and issues she reacts to. We want to clear those off her hard drive and get her strong to being neutral, again, to everything her parents say, think, or do, and everything her parents don't say, think, or do. It also feels like she gets angry at herself. Is that correct?
Yes.
See, this is another way she gets.
I mean, she's like a little mirror for me as well. I do get that a bit as well.
Okay. So anger from both of you. We need to help both of you to forgive and forget unconditionally yourselves, to forgive yourselves with no doubts, no regrets, nothing held back. And really nothing needs to change other than coming back into a place in your hearts of unconditional love. What I, again, would suggest for each of you is to remember times in your life when you've experienced unconditional love. Oftentimes, that has to do with what you experience with pets or with a first love, or when a parent or grandparent is extra kind. So is to experience that and increase it in your heart. Okay, we need to take a break. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Leroy Maloof, hosting for Colette Stephan, who is in Europe. We'll return after the break to share more ways to move energy and make shift happen.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Back on The Truth is Funny. This is Leroy Maloof hosting for Colette Stephan, who is traveling. She's been teaching in Germany and with Mark Kettenbach. They've been teaching energetic upgrade. My contact information is energetic wellbeing, all one word, energeticwellbeing.com. Phone number 508-375-6452. or you can email to info@EWBASinBoy, PASinPaul.com. Also, please feel free to call in during the call to 800-930-2819. I was just talking with Joanna from Poland about her daughter, and I want to make a couple of more points. Joanna, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right, I want to say something about anger. It's a natural feeling that we have, natural emotion, a reaction. And it's like this Christmas gift that keeps giving and giving. And what it gives is weakness and reaction and upset and issues. And this is the kind of thing that causes our energy to go weak every day. Now, the nice thing about it, if we can say that, is it reminds us to get back into a place of love. And what I've found, there's a high percentage of clients who've been living with anger for many years. And so in order to deal with it, I mean, there are processes that are called anger management. We don't want to manage anger. We want to eliminate it. And an important way of doing that is to get back into your heart, to find more about who you really are. And by that, I mean one of the best descriptions I know of who we really are, is when we can describe unconditional love that we have actually experienced during our lifetimes. And for example, one of the suggestions I made earlier was to think of what you experience with a pet. For example, a dog's tail wag or a cat's purr vibrate at a consciousness level higher than most human beings. That's why people feel so comforted by their pets. And so what we want to do is expand these actual feelings in our hearts. And so this was what I was suggesting, Joanna, that you and your daughter both, and this might be something that you could do with her, which is to say, well, let's talk about unconditional love, and when do we experience it, and where. And again, another example I often find with parents is that when they have little babies, or when people watch children play, they'll often describe like happiness and joy and awe and feeling wonder, those kinds of things. Those are the clues we want to take to increase unconditional love in our hearts. Does that make sense to you, Joanna?
Yes, I think I've heard it a few times, yes. But for me, I always realize it's very hard for me to go back to those feelings. I could not even think of, you know, it's hard to think when it happened in my life that I really felt it like fully, or does it have to be only a little bit?
Even a little bit is a good clue, and oftentimes people do have trouble remembering. And it's really crazy that we have these difficulties, because this is, you know, a clue about who we really are. I published a book about a year and a half ago, and it's called Knowing and Living Your Purpose. And chapter 3 in it gives clues about how to remember times when we have experienced unconditional love. So that's another way where you can get more direction about doing that. And one of the things that happens too is that oftentimes our experience of love is that love hurts, or that it's conditional. And when I check your energy, Joanna, I get that that's true for you as well, that when you think of love, love hurts, love is conditional. Is that correct?
Yeah. I think it was when the song Love Hurts, and I think I really like that song.
Okay, well, let's get you neutral.
In a funny way, yeah.
Let's get you neutral to love always hurting, in every respect, what's the worst thing that can happen if love always hurts for you?
The hurt itself.
Yeah, and what's worse
the feeling
than that?
Of being hurt. What's worse than that?
See, in order to get neutral, we have to go to the very worst of what bothers us. Because everything that bothers us, our energy goes weak to. What's worse than having love hurt?
Can't really think of anything quickly.
Well, for example, what could be worse is you never experience true love in your life. That you feel alone.
Sadness.
And bitter and angry. That's pretty bad, see? Let's clear a few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to that happening. And neutral to you discovering that love is truly unconditional and wonderful and warm and kind and present and accepting. Let's get you neutral both ways. Okay, Joanna, I wish you and your daughter the very best.
Thank you so much. Thank you. All the best to you as well. Thank you.
We have another caller, Raul from Seattle. Hello, Raul. Are you there?
Stand by. He'll call back.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. The point that we were just working with, which is, it's often very hard to remember times in our life when we've experienced unconditional love. I want to urge everybody who's listening to pay some attention to that and use these clues that we were talking about. For example, I had a person said, I remember my grandfather. He was always so kind. He always listened to me. He always accepted me exactly as I was, even when other people were upset with me. We want to look for those clues in our lives and keep remembering this unconditional love inside of us. Okay, Raul, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, Leroy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to talk to you. I'll see if you can help me shift a couple things.
Okay.
Yes, I'm wondering if you can help me shift my hard-working mentality. I see if you can help me clear a path to find a new, more abundant job with better pay.
Let's see. Hard-working mentality. Yeah, you're definitely weak to that. Now, I'm going to say a couple of things, and then we're going to have another commercial break, and then we'll continue, okay?
Okay.
First of all, the biggest paradox about us human beings is that we don't support what we say we want, and we don't let go what we say we want, don't want. Am I making sense to you?
Yes.
And so the question is why is this? You see, this is the biggest paradox about us human beings. You know, we're amazing beings, and there's much that we want and much skill that we have, and yet we tend not to support that and not to let go what we say we don't want. So, for example, when I say prosperity, right, in terms of what you want, prosperity and ease, I get that you're only supporting that at about 10 to 15%. Is that a surprise to you?
No, not really.
Not really. Well, welcome to the human race. That's about normal for us. And see, what we want to do is to get strong to what we want and to let go what we don't want. Okay, we're going to take a break. You're listening to The Truth is Funny, Colette's radio program on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back to make more shift happen.
drive down to paradise.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Can you keep your lifestyle in retirement? It's a question people often wonder about. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, at 425-453-0272 for your Confident Retirement conversation today. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment and advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Hello, I'm Leroy Maloof, hosting for Colette Steffen on her Truth is Funny radio program on Transformation Talk Radio. Call if you want an opportunity to experience how clearing away life issues can help shift your life. The call-in number is 800-930-2819, and we're talking with Raul. Raul, are you still there?
I'm here, yes.
Okay, as I mentioned before the break, if we take your desired state of prosperity and ease, you have a low support level for that. And what we do in this work is we say, well, where are the root causes? And they are often around life issues. Because when we clear the root causes, it eliminates the blocks to us getting what we want in our life. Now, for example, Raul, you were talking about hardworking. What is it that's bothering you about working so hard and not getting ahead as fast as you would like?
I'm just not living. I'm just working. I'm not doing the things that are fun. I'm not. I enjoy, you know, my life as best as I can, but there's no time for anything else, and there's no good quality of life.
Okay. See, these things you're describing are what we call sensations. And the difficulty with sensations is that they're basically hidden and trapped inside, and we struggle with them, and then we feel like we have to struggle with life. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the difficulty, and if we check how many sensations you've been experiencing, let me check. It's about 500. Now, the difficulty with them is that they create negative emotions because we're not getting what we want. And let me see, how many negative emotions have you been experiencing? 100, 200, 300, about 300. Now, these two, the negative emotions and the sensations, interact with each other and weaken us. They also, what happens is they interact with expectations not being met. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, yes, yes, it does.
See, it sounds like you're talking about a lot of expectations not being met. Let's see how many that is. It's about 700. So you have these three things interacting with each other that keep you from getting what you want. Now, they also create what we call negative anticipation of what's not going to happen or what's going to happen that we don't like. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if we say how much negative anticipation has been bothering you, that feels like about 300 to 400. And then these seem to be interacting with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 other patterns. So what we're going to do, I want you to focus on your midline. We're just going to deprogram every one of these, every single way they've affected you, every trigger, every reaction you've had, every feeling like you're not getting anywhere. So we want to take all that and just delete it. You know, when you hit the delete key on your computer, we want to just wipe this off your hard drive. And then we want to reprogram to the divine blueprint that you, the true self, the higher self. How do you refer to your true self, your spirit, your higher self?
Yeah, my higher self.
Higher self, okay.
The spirit side of me, yeah.
Okay, that's what we want to reprogram to. The higher self. And we also want to get that higher self one with everything. I often think of the ocean like we're a wave in the ocean that's very distinct wave. And yet we're one with this ocean. There's no difference in the chemistry between us and the ocean. So we want to get the higher self one with everything. Everything one with the higher self. One with divine spirit and order, and you're 100% positive infinity and beyond. And the other thing we need to do is to optimize your physical presence in your body, in your life, on your job, where you live. Optimize your physical presence there so that we get your body, mind, and spirit, both each one of them strong and one, and combined and strong in one. What are you noticing now, by the way?
I was just picturing myself being a lion, just being one, like you were talking about, just one with myself. I'm actually a little dizzy.
Okay, good. One other thing I was picking up. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 46.
46. Do you have this sense like time is passing too fast?
Way too fast. Way too fast, yes.
And guess what? You're about to hit the big 5-0. And if you don't find something prosperous pretty soon, what are your chances of it happening? Doesn't feel like it's a high probability. So,
well, I still hope that the chances are high.
Well, see, part of what's happening is that you're kind of buying into aging and degeneration. And time going by too fast. So let's deprogram all that as well. And get you neutral to, missing prosperity completely in this life. And let's get you neutral to being totally prosperous. And everything in your life working with ease and synchronicity. Let's get you strong to that. And what are you noticing now?
I'm a little more peaceful, calm.
Okay, cool. Now, if I check how much you're supporting your desired state now of prosperity and ease, it's about 60%.
I'm sorry, can you say it again?
So we've gone from only supporting it about 10 to 50%. up to supporting it at about 60%.
Oh, great, great. Great, now, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and I wish you the very best.
Thank you, Leroy. Thank you, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you for generosity, thank you.
All right, and you see, again, what we look for is where are the leverage points? Where are the root causes? In other words, as we go through life, we go from when we're very young, being very strong to our life, to being very weak. Most of us are only going strong, most adults, to about 20% of our life, which means most of what we're doing is reacting, being upset, judging ourselves, judging others, not feeling capable, stuck in aging, degeneration, all these things that we create. And one of the things that can help us is each day get strong up and down our midline. All right, we're going to take another break, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give Love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Put a little woo-hoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
this is Leroy Maloof. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to thank Colette Stephan for asking me to host this program while she is in Europe. And so at least keep clearing some energy and some root causes. Just before the break, I mentioned that we go from being very strong in our lives to being predominantly weak. Again, anytime we're irritated, frustrated, upset, bothered by anything, our energy is going weak. And any one of those times is small, but when you accumulate them over days, weeks, months, a lifetime, we get energy blocks. And these energy blocks create symptoms. And the symptoms can be physical, mental, emotional, psychological, psychic, spiritual. I mentioned that I published a book a year and a half ago, Knowing and Living Your Purpose. And in the process of writing that, what I realized is that our symptoms have intelligence. They're trying to tell us what to work on. We started off this program with a lady who had emailed about breast cancer. And I mentioned that when we're stuck and over-mothering, over-nurturing, etc., that it reduces energy to our breasts and to our genitals. This is both for men and women. And the way I discovered this several years ago, I guess it's back in about 2006, I had a daughter call, and she said, I have this large, fast-growing lump in my breast. It's about large marble size. And I worked with her a couple times, and it stopped growing. She had been to see a doctor who said, get a mammogram and go see a surgeon. And between the second and third visit, she got the mammogram. But the nonverbal behaviors of the radiologist and the technician after viewing her mammogram were very disturbing to her. So in the third call, she was very upset. Well, in the meantime, I kept asking myself, why hasn't this lump gotten smaller? And I realized that one of her sons had been in some difficulty. So I went and looked up breasts in the dictionary and the thesaurus. I guess I can't say that three times fast. And it talked, of course, about mammary gland. But also it said mothering and nurturing. So when I checked her for over-mothering, over-nurturing, her energy was weak. And I said, okay, let's deprogram over-mothering, over-nurturing, over-worrying, over-guarding, over-protecting, over-analyzing, over-internalizing. And as soon as we did that, the lump immediately shrunk by half. This was like within a half second. She could feel it. It was on the surface. And I said, okay, something's going on here, you know, being really quick as a wink. And so I started checking. Let me finish that story. But I worked with her a fourth time. The lump was pea-sized. She went to see a surgeon who said, well, this is nothing, aspirated it. And she's had no recurrence of lumps or breast cancer ever since then, and that's been many years ago. Now, I started wondering about the over-mothering, over-nurturing, over-guarding, over-protecting, and I've probably checked at least 500 clients now. And I find that when they are stuck in this over-protective state, that it does reduce energy to the breasts and genitals. And so one of the things that we want to be doing more and more is to be getting neutral to the various life events that we find ourselves in. One of the main ways our energy goes weak is by our constant reactions to things that are going on in our lives. As I mentioned earlier, anything, everything that bothers you, your energy goes weak to. I remember we lived in New Hampshire for about 25 years, and we moved to Cape Cod, and Massachusetts is notorious for drivers. And I was doing about 50 miles an hour, and this car pulled out right in front of me. Well, you know, aside from questioning their parentage and wondering what mill they got their driver's license from, I said, okay, got to get neutral to this. So I got myself neutral to people driving in front of me. Well, I thought I was neutral. About a week later, I found I was reacting again. I said, okay, I didn't get to the worst. So I said, okay, what's worse? All right, worst scenario. Every car that comes in front of me hits me. There's an accident. And I thought that took care of it. Well, a week later, I'm reacting to drivers again. So I say, all right, what's worse? Well, not only do they hit me, but I die every time someone drives in front of me like that. And I finally got to neutral. You have to get to your worst scenario. The best scenario you have to get neutral to as well, because we set expectations, and when they're not met, we react. And in both cases, the reactions weaken our energy, and it again gets back to us not supporting what we say we want, and not letting go what we say we don't want. So I got neutral, and now when someone pulls in front of me, I kind of laugh and say, oh yeah, I do that too. And it doesn't bother me anymore. Very rarely do the drivers bother me. And that's the other thing that we do when we talk about neutral, is that if you're not neutral, to notice it and take 3 minutes and get back to neutral. Now, there's another good example of that. My wife and I have been, we just had our 62nd anniversary about 3 weeks ago. And we're in a great, great place. And part of the reason is that she has a lot of unconditional love. And another reason is that I learned to go neutral. And I want to be neutral, just as I was demonstrating earlier with Joanna and her daughter. I want to be neutral to every single thing my wife says, thinks, or does. And I want to be neutral to everything she doesn't say, think, or do. And this allows her to be who she is. And it frees me up to be who I am. And most of the days, it doesn't take much effort. There are some days when I'm spending most of the day going neutral, not because of her or what she does, but because of my possible reaction. Now, I know none of you have experienced what I'm about to describe, and that is what happens when something she does or says does bother me and I react. Well, then she reacts, and then I react, and then she reacts, and then I react, and we kind of go down the tubes together, so to speak. So I've chosen when I'm reacting to make my energy weak, and it certainly isn't helping the relationship. So that's the time to go back and say, all right, let's get neutral, and also get neutral to not being able to get to neutral and to easily being able to. And that is one of the best things that's happened in our relationship. Now, I talk about, you know, taking 3 seconds and getting to neutral. The thing to focus on, again, is what is that's bothering you the most. I've been finding these days that you need to keep digging deeper and deeper and deeper to find out what's bothering a person the most. It seems like we do a lot of suppression of what's bothering us. And one of the things that we do to help with that is to strengthen suppression, denial, shutting down, numbing, forgetting, lying to ourselves and others. And so when we deprogram that and again reprogram to the true self, the higher self that's us, again, it helps us be strong every day. You know, one of the things I suggest that people keep track of is what percent of their life are they going strong to over time. If you stay stuck at only about 20% strong for your life, that usually means you're going to be struggling a lot during your life. And what we want to do is get on this sustained upward trend of getting stronger and stronger to our life, because that way we're going to be living who we really are, that life of unconditional love and joy and peace and presence. Again, this is the Transformation Talk Radio, the Colette Stephan Show. You can find her at www.thetruthisfunny.com or the Truth is Funny Facebook page. You can find me at energeticwellbeing.com or the Energetic Wellbeing Facebook page. And both of us work with individual clients, both in person, on the phone, on Skype. And we also teach people how to do this work. We teach people step by step. What do you do first? You know, how do you get your energy strong every day? How do you determine what it is that your energy is saying for you to work on? How do you focus on the root causes that are the biggest causes for what is bothering you? And what we want is to help people get strong to their life day in and day out, every day, and live the fullest potential that each of us have. All right. Thank you all for being on Transformation Talk Radio. Leroy Maloof, The Truth is Funny. We wish you all the very best. Goodbye.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.